We want to win the Super Bowl. We are going to win the Super Bowl when we are putting our best foot forward every single year. And sometimes we might just need heavier gloves. Who knows? Who knows? I think Super Bowl or bust, whatever you want to say, the Bills need to cross that threshold. We need to cross that threshold, and we will. And the world wants to see it, and I want Mr. Nicky, Mr. Chief Guy, to see it as well. And one day it will happen, whether it's this year, next year, whoever knows, bro. We are fighting for it every year that we're on that field.
Look at Deion Dawkins giving it to Nick Wright.
As he should. As
Love
he
it.
Should. Because they
at
are out point, there fighting. They're going to battle.
At this point, I do admire Nick Wright playing a caricature.
Yeah, it's the
and
bit.
And playing the heel.
Yeah.
I can admire it at this point. Like, I'm not going to actually like care about what he says about the Chiefs. But I can respect it now.
It got their show an extra hour.
You know what?
And through all the it's cuts working. FS1 made, look at their show still stands.
I will say to any Bills fans, like, don't worry about it when he's playing that character. Like,
when he's dropping the banners and all that stuff, it's just a bit for entertainment purposes.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
It's more or less like it's the
listen
network.
To him on his podcast and you'll see what he really thinks. Yeah. I mean, not like he's not giving his true opinion on TV. He's definitely a Chiefs fan, but like he goes a little more analytical and just kind of non-biased on the podcast, which gets interesting. Mm-hmm. So check it out. It's very good. Not to plug him, but you can see a different side of him.
I'm just more or less saying, like, you know, for taking in content as a fan, as a listener, don't drive yourself mad. Really mm-hmm. is what I'm trying to say about Nick right there.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the bit. It's kind of what he wants you to do is go a little mad, a little stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall for it, well, I can't say that I can't help you, but I probably can't help you.
Yeah.
Or how I'm going to help you is to say, don't listen to him. Don't do it. Wait. Hold on. And take a step back, breathe, and just realize that it's just the national media doing a national media bit. Joe, we did predictions, projections of who's going to make the playoffs, who's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw something interesting. And I brought it up yesterday on the Extra Point Show with Zach. I saw the projections from Jay Fresh for the NHL standings.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to kill all listeners here right now because I'm bringing up the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres are in, according to his projections. And for anyone that doesn't know, his projections were the closest to accurate last year. And for the past couple of years, when the Sabres have had like vibes that are higher, like with a certain offseason, he's firmly put the Sabres outside of the playoff line.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that the metrics are kind of not with the Sabres there, and then ultimately the team goes ahead and fouls it.
Yeah.
Now, for the first time in what I believe to be a long time, the Buffalo Sabres are projected, according to this man, to make the postseason.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's cute.
That's cute.
But I'm personally I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. Until I see some on ice product and see them penciled in at the wild card 2 spot on the standings, like when we're in playoff time. I'll get excited about the season starting.
Right.
I'm not going to get excited about potential playoff hopes this season because I did that the last 2 years,
and
it was terrible.
Me, I'm Jerry Jones. I've learned no lessons.
Right.
I'm ready to get hurt again.
I am not. I will cover the team. I will talk about them. I will watch their games. I will not be optimistic about a playoff appearance until it happens. And watch, they'll win 10 games in a row, and I'll get really excited in, like, October.
I'm ready to get hurt again. I'm ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I just wanted to bring that up real quick, just like a fun little bit, more or less, because it's going to get interesting when we actually have to start talking about them again.
Yeah. I remember last year, in the beginning of the season, you were hyping me up. You were getting me back in.
I got you into it.
It was like the Central Intelligence bit.
It was my fault.
You're I'm out. No, actually, it's too late. You're already
in. Actually, you're already in.
They think you're in. So
they
you're
think
in.
They think you're in. So you're in.
That's what ended up happening.
And then you were in, and the Sabres after November decided they were not in.
Yeah. They took a vacation for the holiday pretty much at that point.
I just, at the very least this year, I just don't want them to be dead in December. Like, they
have something going in February, please. Right. Like, yeah. More than a 1% chance coming back in March would be great.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Let's put something together and have maybe a 20% at least. Can we work with that? 20%?
Like, the joke is that they're eliminated by Thanksgiving, but like, no, legitimately last year at Christmas, they were dead.
They were done. They were not making the playoffs.
Because they could not win a hockey game in December.
Or November.
No, November, they were fine. They were actually top three.
That, you're right. It's normally November. The November collapse is normally what happens. Yeah. That last season, it was not. It just held on for an extra month and then was worse in December.
Oh, my God.
It's like the goal chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We want 14. That's pretty much what was going on.
We did not.
You would have thought it. You would have thought it because they were playing like it.
But. Yeah. It's tough. All right. Oh, so, by the way, Texas, Ohio State, not as exciting on the scoreboard as we've been hyping it up to be.
No, we were excited for it. I was excited for Arch Manning, but like we said, he looks like a quarterback who is going to be playing another year.
7-0 Ohio State at the half.
Mm-hmm. In a defensive, like, ground and pound game. There's no flash happening there at all.
Nothing really.
No.
All right. So here's what we're going to do, though. Should we go over the scoreboard? In college football right now?
College football scoreboard? Sure.
Evan, hit me up. Let's get something going here with some music to get a college football scoreboard. And, well, let's start right from here. The top 25 matchups that have been involved right now. There's two games going on with top 25 teams in them. Obviously, we just mentioned number one Texas trailing number three Ohio State 7-0 at halftime. Meanwhile, number 24 Tennessee got off to a hot start against Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
The Orange are within the red zone right now. It's first and five at the Tennessee 9.
Could be making it a two-score game.
Could be
up.
Making it back to a two-score game. Syracuse trying to fight out of the 17-point hole that they spotted Tennessee in the first quarter. It's currently 24-7 for the Vols. Other games going on? Well, let's take a look at everything happening. Tulane against Northwestern, 20-3 for the Green Wave against the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue's up 21-0 on Ball State. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
They actually put the box score in now on ESPN.
Oh, look at that.
I can actually get stats now.
It took a little longer, but we got there. We got there.
Maryland 26-7 against Florida Atlantic as there's that. Well, let's look at the MAC now, too. UB is related in this one. They do lose on Thursday. We've got a barn burner in Kentucky between Kentucky and Toledo. It's 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that there's a 2.
Yep. So safety happened.
A safety happened for Toledo.
Yes.
Kent State 7-3 up on Merrimack at halftime. And again, Ball State is losing by 21 to Purdue. So look out, Ball State. You're not in for a good year.
Just think, that 2 could be the only points they put up on the board today.
There's no current action going on in the Big 12.
Mm-mm.
The only other game going on in the ACC, 34-6, Pittsburgh against Duquesne.
Well,
that's not looking pretty for them.
No, that is not at all.
And then in the SEC, when I'd mentioned Kentucky against Toledo, Mississippi State only winning by 3 points against Southern Miss right now, as Southern Miss hosting Mississippi State. It's 13-10 for the Bulldogs.
Wow.
I'm excited, though, for the rest of the evening. Your top 25 games that are going to be happening throughout the rest of the afternoon. Indiana taking on Old Dominion at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada in Happy Valley to take on Penn State.
Yes.
At 3:30. Look out for that. Like, that's just danger right there. Talk about one of the tougher places to play to start your season.
It'll
don't
want
to have to do that.
It'll be fun to just have this on in the background today. Just observe.
Georgia against Marshall also starting at 3:30 along with Alabama, Florida State. And Paul Hamilton's Iowa State Cyclones. Mm. 22nd ranked in the nation. They're hosting South Dakota after a win in a rivalry game known as Farmageddon, but Big 12 executives don't want you calling that anymore.
Yeah.
What a shame.
That is a shame. It's also a shame that the Iowa State hat no longer resides in the hat bracket either. Sorry, Paul.
How do you go ahead and say, no, I don't want this rivalry game called Farmageddon? It's a top-tier rivalry name.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, Oregon against Montana State. Oklahoma, number 18 in the country, against Illinois State. Florida, Long Island University at 7. Kansas State coming off the loss in Ireland. They host North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. The two teams that played in Dublin last week are facing the Dakotas.
That's crazy.
Right?
Good scheduling, I guess.
But then there's the one everyone's looking out for tonight. 9th-ranked LSU taking on number 4 Clemson.
That'll be a great game.
7:30.
Great game. What channel is that going to be on?
That's ABC.
ABC. Channel 7 for our local cable affiliates.
Yeah. Michigan plays New Mexico. Texas Tech plays Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh, yeah.
Those are games that are also going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. The big one is tonight, though.
That one's tonight. That's going to be an interesting one and a tough one that everyone's going to be happy to take a look at there. Obviously, there's going to be a change to the top 25. Boise State lost in very, very harsh fashion against South Florida on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
That's tough. And then Sunday, 13th-ranked South Carolina takes on Virginia Tech. And then Catholics versus Convicts. Notre Dame-Miami on Sunday night, 7:30, also on ABC.
That'll be a good one, too. I'm very excited for this weekend.
6 against 10. There we go. So there's your college football for the weekend.
It's a good weekend to start it off, and you're into NFL action next weekend along with college football action. So it's the teaser, it's the appetizer, if you will, for the full course.
I like that I got you to saying that. Appetizer.
Yeah. Yeah. Combination of the two words, you know, it's pretty,
yes,
pretty interesting. English language is interesting. You say Buffalo 8 times in a sentence and it's a complete sentence.
Why you got to bring that back up?
Just saying.
Why you got to bring that back up? Because I don't even know how fundamentally that works.
I had it written down somewhere because I had to write it down, otherwise I wouldn't understand it. I no longer have it at my fingertips, but I can at some point. If you want to dive back into that, but I don't know.
It's not shul,
so I'm not really intrigued to do that. But it's a great weekend and it's a beautiful weekend. Next weekend's actually supposed to be just like this, a little cooler, little warmer in the 70s, but still football weather. So we got a great 2 weekends of football ahead of us. What'd you see over there? What were you laughing at?
I looked up the breakdown.
Oh, you saw
of
it?
Of the 8 Buffalo sentence.
Yes. Yes, it's there.
Buffalonian bison, whom other Buffalonian bison bully, also bully Buffalonian bison.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. Sports is next.
I'm going to take a break to process this.